Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Semi burns up on I-90. Blaze could be seen for 20 miles. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. It took crews from Wyoming and South Dakota fire departments to put out a semi-trailer that was fully engulfed in flames along Interstate 90 on Tuesday. Smoke from the blaze could be seen for 20 miles. Cowboy State Daily reported the semi-trailer fire occurred near Beulah, Wyoming. The Crook County Volunteer Fire Department was assisted by the Spearfish Fire Department from Spearfish, South Dakota, and together they successfully extinguished the fire. Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tim Baumeister said the semi-trailer driver was hauling an enclosed band trailer west when he noticed smoke billowing from the underside of the trailer. That's when his quick thinking kept a bad situation from exploding into something worse. When he pulled over to the side, the fire had already broken out on the trailer. Baumeister said the driver was able to disconnect the tractor from the trailer and move it further to the west. By that time, the fire had completely engulfed the trailer, and Douglas resident Daniel Ratzglaff was driving eastward on I-90 when he passed the scene. He said you could see the smoke from over 20 miles away. Recognizing the intensity of the blaze, the Crook County Volunteer Fire Department called the Spearfish Fire Department for assistance, which is only 20 miles from Beulah. The Spearfish Fire Department dispatched one engine and two water tenders to Crook County, and shortly after they arrived, the fire was contained and then extinguished. No injuries were reported, but the trailer was a total loss. The cause of the fire is unknown. Baumeister said a preliminary assessment suggests it was caused by one of the trailer's wheel hubs. He said one of the wheel bearings or the wheel hub on one of the trailer axles went out, causing the heat. Then it overheated and caught fire. Traffic was temporarily rerouted from the Beulah exit to the I-90 service road. Drivers were able to get back on I-90 at milepost 199. U.S. House passes Representative Hageman's critical infrastructure transfer bill. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives passed by voice vote Congresswoman Hageman's bill, H.R. 3415, the Pilot Butte Power Plant Conveyance Act. This bill, which now advances to the Senate, will transfer ownership of an unused hydropower plant located in Pavilion, Wyoming, from the Bureau of Reclamation to the local Midvale Irrigation District. According to the press release from Representative Hageman's office, she stated, "The passage of H.R. 3415 is a significant victory for Wyoming's economy and reduces the burden on our taxpayers. This bill will revitalize the currently dormant Pilot Butte Power Plant, provide the Midvale Irrigation District and Fremont County with a valuable energy and revenue-producing resource, and relieves the Bureau of Reclamation of the financial and administrative costs associated with maintaining, retrofitting, and disposing of the plant." She continued saying local entities such as Midvale, known best for the intricacies of the water management in their area, and adding this infrastructure to their portfolio will help Wyoming optimize water usage, invest profits directly into their community, and provide Wyoming citizens with yet another affordable, reliable source of energy. Hageman said, "Conveying this plant to Midvale Irrigation District truly is a win for all parties involved. I thank Midvale Irrigation District, the Bureau of Reclamation, for their support and interest in providing this infrastructure to the people of Wyoming. I also thank Senator Barrasso for his work shepherding the Senate's version of this bill, which I encourage them to consider and pass as soon as possible." House Natural Resources Chairman Bruce Westerman lent his support to the bill, stating, "Representative Hageman has worked hard on solutions for Wyoming, both in the Natural Resources Committee and in Congress, by introducing bills that directly impact local issues. She continues to do this with H.R. 3415, aiding the people of Pavilion, Wyoming for years to come by conveying the Pilot Butte Power Plant to the Midvale Irrigation. I want to thank Representative Hageman for her commitment to these common sense solutions, and I am ready to help her get this bill through the Senate." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.